KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have clear skies at 62 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 80. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, two men were arrested on separate charges Wednesday in Creston. Authorities say 32-year-old Corey Donald Johnston of Creston was arrested on an Adams County warrant for driving while license denied or revoked and failure to appear. Johnston was transported to the Adams County Jail and held without bond until being seen by the magistrate. And 40-year-old Aaron James Reapy of Creston was arrested on charges of criminal mischief in the fifth degree, along with assault causing bodily injury or serious injury, that is. He was being held in the Union County Jail and posted a $5,300 cash or surety bond before being released. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met at 9 a.m. Tuesday during an electronic and in-person session, during which they recessed to conduct the canvass of the June 2nd, 2020 primary election. According to the meeting minutes provided by Auditor Daryl Sunderman, after canvassing the returns of each voting precinct in the county, the following candidates were declared as nominees to the respective offices listed and will appear in the general election ballot on November 3rd. On the Republican side, District 1 Supervisor Steve Green was the winner, who confirmed the winner. Supervisor District 4 was Steve Beyer. District 5, Bernard Pettinger. And for the Republicans, and on the Republican side, or the Democrat side, Russell Joyce. There were no Democratic nominees for auditor, sheriff, or attorney, so Dale Sunderman, Darby McLaren, and Vanessa Strozdas, respectively, will move on to November. In other business, the Cass County Supervisors approved applications and granted retail cigarette, tobacco, nicotine vapor permits for fiscal year 21 to Hanson Valley Oil in rural Atlantic, 21st Century Co-op C-Store in rural Messina, and the Dollar General Store in rural Griswold. The board also voted to allow or disallow, as the case may be, new business property tax credit applications, as recommended by the assessor and in accordance with the Code of Iowa for taxes collectible in fiscal year 2020-21. And they approved having Gronewald, Bell, Kine & Company for providing the annual Cass County financial audit for fiscal year ending June 30, 2020. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports that on Monday, June 22nd, that's a week from this coming Monday, the Food Bank for the Heartland and the Anita Food Pantry are teaming up to offer a drive-through mobile food pantry. The drive-through pantry will be held at the Cam High School, that is, from 2 until 4, or as supplies last. Anyone in need is welcome. Again, no documentation is needed. The Anita Food Pantry reminds people who use their services that the pantry will not be open the first Saturday in July because of the 4th of July. Therefore, people who may need to visit the Anita Food Pantry in early July are encouraged to visit the mobile pantry on June the 22nd. Again, that's on June 22nd from 2 until 4 p.m. until supplies last at the Cam High School at 1000 Victory Park Road in Anita. And again, anyone in need is welcome. If you have any questions, call 402-331-1213. A newly released state audit points to improper spending of thousands of dollars in public money by a former Northwestern Iowa City clerk. State Auditor Rob Sand said Wednesday that his special investigation turned up more than $10,000 in improper and unsupported spending from September 2018 to February of this year. That included more than $9,000 in unauthorized checks issued to former Ayrshire City Clerk Alicia Olson. Sand recommended city officials perform independent reviews of bank reconciliations and bill paying, among other things. He says copies of the audit have been filed with the Palo Alto County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, the Palo Alto County Attorney's Office, and the Iowa Attorney General's Office. As you probably know by now, the 2020 Iowa State Fair has been canceled due to the pandemic. The State Fair Board met Wednesday afternoon and voted 11-2 to make the decision. Iowa State Fair Manager and CEO Gary Slater says it's only the sixth time in the fair's history that the annual summertime event has been canceled.
We hope to preserve the grand tradition of the Iowa State Fair. It's just going to take till next year to do that.
Slater says he sympathizes with people who are upset with the decision, but he's upset too.
Iowa State Fair means a lot to Iowans because it's where we meet, it's where we gather, it's where we celebrate. It is all of those things.
Slater and his staff tried to devise a plan to have fewer vendors, fewer attractions, and limited attendance to address public health concerns about spreading COVID-19 among the crowds.
It became a challenge to have a fair that we could all enjoy and be proud of. And at the same time, our surveys indicated that our attendance would be greatly reduced.
Fair officials conducted a general survey in May and then in June surveyed the general public as well as people who'd shown an interest in fair activities by signing up for email notices. He says in the end, the decision was clear.
Let's not damage our brand by offering something that's less than our standards because we have to get people in the door.
Slater says a scaled-back socially distanced fair would have lost about as much money as they'll lose by not having the fair at all. The decision about having a 2020 fair had to be made by mid-June, according to Slater, because they have to hire hundreds of temporary workers to put on the 11-day-long event.
Normally, we have 1,500 people on staff in order to order our cleaning supplies and prepare all of the livestock barns and everything. It has to start pretty much today.
Fair Board Director Slater worked up a plan for a potential event at the state fairgrounds in August for 4-H and FFA members to show their livestock. He says that he and his staff will meet over the next couple of days to evaluate the financial implications and health precautions they'd have to take.
Those same animals that would have come to the fair and that we would put together some sort of a schedule that would allow those shows to be stretched apart one day at a time with one show versus the way we do it now. You know, there's all barns going every day.
Slater's been the fair manager since 2001, and he's made contingency plans for all sorts of events like fires, storms, and brutally high temperatures during the fair.
But not once did anyone prior to probably the end of February think about a pandemic worldwide that would bring us all to our knees.
Earlier in the day on Wednesday, Governor Reynolds said she would support whatever decision the fair board made. The cancellation of the Minnesota and Wisconsin state fairs, Slater said, had no bearing on the Iowa state fair's decision to cancel. And this is the first time since World War II the state fair has been canceled. The 11-day event bills itself as the state's largest tourist attraction and has been drawing more than 1 million visitors annually since 2002. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health COVID-19 dashboard today shows 9 more people have died from the virus over the past 24 hours, for a total of 638. Of the more than 206,000 tests that have been completed, 22,733 Iowans tested positive for COVID-19. That's an increase of 279 since Wednesday. Those who have tested negative, number 182,900. The number of Iowans who have recovered from the virus was up nearly 450 to 13,801. RMCC data show Iowans who are hospitalized with COVID-19 are 242. That's 3 less than yesterday. 75 are in an ICU. That's 2 more than Wednesday. 20 were admitted over the past 24 hours and 48 were on ventilators. Long-term care facility outbreaks are now down to 36, so the number of LTC staff and patient testing positive for COVID-19 is down to 1,373. Those who have recovered are up a bit to 805. And there were no changes in the long-term care facility-related deaths, which currently stands at 312. In RMCC Region 4, which is western and southwest Iowa, 8 people are hospitalized, 2 more than Wednesday, 3 are in an ICU, up 1 from Wednesday. 2 persons were admitted to the hospital and 2 are on ventilators. Those stats are down from Tuesday. Here's the latest county-by-county breakdown of the number of positive cases and the number of those who have recovered. The only change that we had was in Audubon County, really, where there was 1 new case since Wednesday's numbers for a total of 14, with 10 having recovered. Pottawatomie County's numbers were 439 with confirmed positive and 228 have recovered from the coronavirus. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.